Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, I'm Tom Lyons. I am the founder and principal partner of Phalon Partners Limited, and we've been helping bring buyers and sellers together since 1985. Today, we'd like to talk about buy side or searches for acquisition opportunities. We've been in business for almost 25 years now, and we've helped a lot of business owners sell, and we've done searches for many more. So businesses that want to grow their business usually have a couple of choices. They can grow organically, which means you can add capital, you can add salespeople, you can go out and look for new customers. That's really the hard way. It takes time. You're doing it all the time. But if you want to speed that up and you have access to adequate capital, you might consider growing by acquisition. Now, in order to do that, you need to do a search. A lot of business owners come across deals just casually, which may or may not work. But if you want to do a formal search, as usual, you have to put in place a facilitator, which is the mergers and acquisition advisor. That's what we do. And you'll need the advice of a CPA, an attorney, and of course, a good banker. Before you start on a search, you want to make sure that you have access to adequate capital so that you can pay for an acquisition and structure it properly so that it works well and you're able to incorporate that into your business properly. Now, in order to do a search, there's several things you need to think about in terms of who are the targets, who are the potential businesses that we can go out and purchase. Now, if you already own a business and we're going to do a search, then you already know your industry. So if you're looking for a business in your industry or in a similar industry code that would be compatible with your business, then we know the industry code. And the second criteria would be a geographic territory. Now, sometimes when you're looking for a business to purchase, you might be looking for a business that is movable. In other words, you can pick it up, move it to your location, put it in your building, and operate it from there. We're closing just such a deal right now that's a Minneapolis firm buying a Chicago company, picking up all of the assets, moving it to Minneapolis, and hiring the entrepreneur, the seller, to be a salesperson. And that works quite well. But if you're looking for one that is compatible with your business and you're not going to move it to your place of business, then we want to talk about geographic territory. So if you've got a business that's on the west side of town and you want to access some customers on the east side of town, perhaps that you haven't accessed properly in the past, then maybe the territory is the east side in your industry code. And then we want to talk about size. And size is going to be a relative matter. Whatever size your company is, whatever size your company you are comfortable purchasing, whatever size you are comfortable dealing with from a capital standpoint, we'll make that determination. And then you might have some tangible or intangible criteria, such as if you and your management team are a little bit older, perhaps you're looking for a management team that's the next generation younger, so that when you do that acquisition, you can retain some younger, experienced management people and eventually put them in a position so that they can buy you out when you're ready to sell. So whatever your criteria is, that's where we need to start. The industry code, the geographic territory, size, tangible or intangibles. And then it's a question of going out and determining how many possible businesses within that geographic territory fit the criteria or as nearly fit the criteria as possible. Once we've gotten that list, then it's a simple matter for us as a merger and acquisition advisor to communicate with all the people on that list to let them know that we are representing a qualified buyer who's interested in acquiring a business in that industry code. And try to solicit as many responses as possible, sort through those responses to find out how many of them are really a fit, and then follow up on those. And the marketing process there can be multifaceted. In the first case, we like to send out email broadcasts to let them know that we're representing a qualified buyer. And then secondly, after we've dealt with everyone that responds to that, we might send out a mailing. Old snail mail still works. And then third, we'll do some research and we'll make some phone calls. But once again, confidentiality is crucial because these potential sellers of businesses don't want their employees, their customers, their vendors, anyone to know that they're thinking about selling because they don't want to lose any customers. They don't want to lose any good employees. And so we have to be very careful with how we contact these people. We found out over the years that our experience in doing searches is far more successful than the experience of businesses that want to go out and do that directly, only because if you're thinking about buying a business on the other side of town or on the other side of the country that's in your industry code, they're going to see you as a competitor. Or if they communicate with us, we're an independent broker. We're a little less objectionable. They're not as worried about the competition concerns. And they usually will open up to us and let us know who they are, what they're thinking about, what kind of duress they might be under, why they're thinking about selling, and then we can help a buyer work through that. Now, once we've found an appropriate acquisition target that looks like it might work with your company, then we sit down with you and your CPA and formulate an offer, and then we carry the offer to the seller. And communicate with him and carry those offers back and forth through some negotiating until we get to a point where your attorney can draft a letter of intent that takes that business off the market and gives you the opportunity to do your due diligence and dig into that company to check out the financials, check out the employees, check out the customers, learn as much about it as possible to make sure that you've got an opportunity for a successful purchase. And then we move to a purchase agreement where the attorneys usually take over the negotiating at that point, and then we are with you right through to the closing. So as a full-service business brokerage firm, we can accommodate the search, we can help you identify the targets, we can help carry the message, and we can help you speed that process up so that if you want to grow by acquisition, we can help you through that whole series of events from the beginning to the end. If you'd like to talk more about a buy-side search and growing by acquisition, please contact us at faelon.com. That's F-A-E-L-O-N.com. Or call 763-231-4200, extension 1.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to todaysbusinessradio.com.